joined by first team coach Mark Hams after this evening's 2-0 win at Molesey. Mark, two words, Bobby Traynor.
Not bad. No, he's doing really well, Bobby's. I thought it was 12 in 11. I thought it was 12 in 11, but he's actually been honest and said, no, it's 12 in 12. But yeah, we're very, very pleased. Not a bad signing.
Normally when someone picks up an award like Bob did, Golden Boot in February, it's the kiss of death, but he's already got 5 in March now. He's unstoppable at the moment.
Yeah, it can backfire on you, can't it? Hopefully we'll get manager in a month soon and that won't backfire on us. But yeah, you're right. It's not affected him at all. We made a point of it in the changing room. We made a point of it in the changing room. We caught it on the Ryman League website. So before it was even announced on our website, we knew that he'd got the award. And very humble. Not big time at all. Doesn't think he's any better than anybody else. Comes in, gets his job done, and he's a good lad. Real good lad.
6 points in the last two games. Does that keep us in this league now?
Well, mathematically, no. Realistically, probably. Not bad, John. Mathematically, no. Realistically, probably, and hopefully. But we're certainly best part of it, aren't we? And I think if you ask me that question after the Fleet game on Saturday, then I'll hopefully be able to give you a definite answer then.
It was a nice touch. All the players and all the management team came over to the fans at the end of the game. How big a part do the fans play?
Oh, massively. I made a point of going over to the fans at half time and saying to them, look, you're doing a great job of winding Chucky up. Get into him as much as you can, see if you can affect him. I was actually at the game in the crowd in the home game, and I was watching it. He was looking in the crowd as crosses were coming in, so I knew that he could be affected, and I knew we could make it part of our game plan. So yeah, 12th man was absolutely superb.
Richard Taylor went off midway through the second half. He looked in quite a bit of discomfort. How's his injury?
Nah, he's a big puff. From what I can make out, his shoulder's popped out. Stayed out, and our super duper physio's managed to get it back in for him. But he's currently in the changing room at the moment, behind a queue of Wayne Finney having stitches in his top lip, and he'll be under observation. But he'll be fine. He's a big lad.
Well, we started with Rose and Ruggles, not as good as they used to be, but they're still fairly formidable opponents. And we kept a clean sheet the first time since the last time we played Molesey 3 months ago.
Absolutely delighted with that. And on top of that, that's twice in two games we've now done doubles over teams. Done the double over Wharton, done the double over Molesey. Of course, we're not going to take the credit for the first for the home games. Sorry, for the first games, but it's massive for us, and we're very, very pleased.
In the first half, Molesey thought they'd equalised. The linesman seemed to flag and then put it down. There's some confusion. How frustrating is that for the players when they get such unclear signals from the officials?
I don't think it was that unclear, to be fair. As far as I'm concerned, the linesman puts his flag up. He's clearly indicating a foul, and that's the case. The referee, of course, can overrule him, but I think it wouldn't have been a very wise decision. It's a foul, it's a free kick, and they need to just get on with it.
Looking ahead to the game on Saturday against Fleet, they're flying high up in the table. Do we go into that game full of confidence now on the back of two wins?
Certainly, I'd like to think we can. We said at the before the Wharton Casuals game, can we have a week where we get nine points out of nine? Collect as many clean sheets as we can, but more importantly, let's just win games. But if I'm being honest, and I've just said it, me and Dals have just agreed, what a great way to go into Saturday's game with 6 points behind us.